Texans last year before needing season-ending foot surgery.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
Hurry in. For a limited time, get big savings on automotive batteries while they're hot. Visit AutoZone today for hot deals on the parts and supplies you need. While heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery, Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat, tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And right now, you'll get a $20 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy select automotive batteries. Let's get you what you need.
Restrictions and details apply. Limit 2.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
NAPA Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's NAPA Know How.
NAPA Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewel.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. And big weekend for not only NFL football fans, but Cedar Rapids. I mean, this is special. Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame, a native son. I think everybody knows his story, but everybody may not know the entire story about Kurt Warner. And joining us now on the program, a guest we've had with us here on KGYM in the past, Jim Thomas, who covers the NFL for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and covered the Kurt Warner years there in St. Louis. Jim joining us from Canton, where tomorrow Cedar Rapids' own Kurt Warner will take his place among the all-time greats in college or in professional football history. And Jim, we thank you for taking the time to join us. And try to put into your own words what tomorrow is going to mean for Kurt Warner.
Well, for Kurt Warner, it means everything. They had a party, Kurt and Brenda, last night here in Canton that I attended, and Commissioner Roger Goodell was there, Stan Kroenke was there, Dick Vermeil, Charlie Army, Marshall Faulk, Orlando Pace. Anyway, at that function there, Brenda got up and said, you know, we keep waiting for someone to tap us on the shoulders, tell us, no, this isn't happening. You're going to have to leave now. But it is happening. It's a tremendous story. I think it's one of the all-time stories in not just the NFL, but the history of professional sports, just the humble beginnings for Kurt and Brenda, and just all the obstacles they overcame and all the twists and turns, the ups and downs, the triumphs and the setbacks to get to this point. I mean, it really is surreal. And, you know, Kurt, I think he's had a lot of discussions with like film producers about doing a movie about his life, and I sure hope they do it, because I'd buy a ticket to see it, even though I lived at least part of it.
I was going to say, you've got a great piece. It's called Discovering Kurt Warner. Story reads more like a movie script that came out a couple days ago. It's online at the Post-Dispatch's website. But I was going to ask you, how has this story not been made into a movie yet? I mean, it's absolutely amazing, a true rags-to-riches story about a guy who was sacking groceries in college and an arena league quarterback who winds up almost not even being the third string quarterback for the Rams, and then 1999 leads the greatest offense in NFL history, as some people would argue. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it is. It's truly a phenomenal sports story. And if Kurt wasn't such a nice guy, maybe it would take just a little bit away. A lot of athletes present a good front in front of the cameras or the media, but behind the scenes, they're different. That's not Kurt. The guy hasn't changed. He hasn't changed from those early days up at Macomb when he was fighting for that number three job in 1998. And I'm kind of generally, I'd say, I shade a little bit towards being an optimist, a glass half full kind of guy. But even I, the early days of Kurt, when he first started to become a phenomenon in 1999, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy's too good to be true. Nobody can be like this. Nobody can act like this. Well, 20 years later, he's the same guy. He's as kind and courteous. He treats everyone the same, no matter what their station in life. I mean, he's really something. I would say, venture to say, and there may be people in St. Louis that disagree with me, but in terms of the pantheon of athletes in St. Louis, just the impact he has and continues to have, all his charity, like four or five charity functions are still very active in St. Louis 14 years after he last played a game here. I would say next to Stan Musial, he's had as big an impact in St. Louis as any pro athlete that St. Louis has ever had.
Jim, you covered the Rams since they arrived in St. Louis, and I want to go back to 1999 for a second. That preseason game where Rodney Harrison comes flying in at the knees of Trent Green, and it seemed like everything was lost. The Rams were struggling to find traction in St. Louis. They were coming off, I believe, a 4-12 year that season. And Dick Vermeil has the emotional press conference. We'll rally around Kurt Warner. We'll play good football. From that time, fast forward 18 years, how surreal is it for you that you're about to see Kurt Warner getting enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, in a way, it seems like that was 10 minutes ago. In another way, it seems like it was like 10 lifetimes ago when all that happened and Dick Vermeil made that statement. It's, you know, you guys know of Bernie Nicholas, our columnist, you know, our former columnist. You know, there's radio in St. Louis, but I was on his show yesterday, and we were talking about when it happened, even we were there, you know, all the games, the practices and whatnot, and even we didn't truly realize what we were seeing. I mean, that Dick Vermeil has talked about it, Mike Martz, that it was a special place in time. Just a month or so ago, Gil Brandt, you guys all know Gil Brandt, longtime personnel executive with the Dallas Cowboys, now does a lot of online stuff and so radio on Sirius XM radio and a little bit of TV work, I believe, for the NFL Network. But he called that 99 Rams offense the best offense of all time. This is Gil Brandt saying this, not some nickel and dime analyst on TV or radio. He called that offense the best of all time. And so that tells us what we saw. And part of me is still pinching myself, you know, did it really happen? Because there's been a lot of bad football in St. Louis, and now it's continued over in L.A. Since that time.
Jim Thomas joining us from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, talking about Kurt Warner, the Cedar Rapids native, will take his place among the all-time greats of pro football tomorrow in Canton, Ohio. You mentioned Mike Martz. Why doesn't Mike Martz get more credit for playing that role in developing Kurt Warner? Everybody always talks about Dick Vermeil, but it seems like Martz was kind of the guy who behind the scenes maybe really noticed something in Kurt Warner.
Yeah, and he was a big backer. There's no doubt about it. And Mike's the one that really, you know, he was the genius behind that offense. And, you know, in his heart of heart, Kurt Warner, he likes to push the envelope. He likes to take chances. You know, I mean, everyone talks about Brett Favre as being the swashbuckler back there at quarterback. Warner had a lot of that in him. And the marriage of Kurt Warner, what was kind of deep inside Warner's personality then, because he's always had a quiet inner confidence, I believe, the marriage of that attitude with Martz's pedal-to-the-metal offense, it made history. And, you know, but Vermeil rightfully gets a lot of the credit because he's the one that had the final say on, you know, let's keep Kurt Warner as our number three in 1998 over Will Fuhrer, and then let's install Kurt Warner as our starter in 1999 after Trent Green goes down. There were people in that building at Rams Park that wanted Jeff Hostetler. There was some that wanted Jeff George, and he went with Warner. But, you know, Mike he's just kind of a lightning rod personality. Some people have problems with him. Some people like him. He was the most fascinating coach I've ever covered, even beyond Vermeil or any of the other Rams coaches or other coaches I've been run across in my sports writing career. And he did an amazing job with Kurt. And he tested him early. Boy, he got on Kurt's case, and that's how Mike Martz would do it with quarterbacks. He would be in their ears in practice, and once they proved themselves and proved that they could handle it, it was totally different. But he made life miserable for Kurt Warner in that 99 training camp.
It's interesting that you mentioned Dick Vermeil making the call, because one of the things that I learned from reading your wonderful story about Kurt Warner and his journey to Canton is the fact that Stan Kroenke is trying to take credit for making the decision. Can you share that anecdote?
Well, it was May of 2016, guys, and Jared Bell, the fine writer for USA Today, had a story about the Rams, and in that story, he quoted Stan Kroenke about how he told Dick Vermeil, when Vermeil was trying to decide who was the number three, that, well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about football, but boy, when I look at this Warner, this guy's got vision. There's something about him and the way he spreads the football around. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was there at every practice in 1998 in training camp. Stan Kroenke wasn't up there. And you say, okay, well, maybe he saw something he liked in the preseason games. Well, fellas, Kurt Warner threw four passes in that 98 preseason. So apparently all this is based on four passes that he threw. It was pretty funny, actually.
I was very young during that 99 season, but I remember very vividly that first game against Baltimore, and you just got the sense then that something was different about the team. For you, was there a point during that season where you realized that this guy was for real?
Well, I was, I don't know if skeptical is the right word, but I just didn't know. I mean, he was pretty much a blank page, at least in terms of the NFL. We know he'd done well in NFL Europe and with the Barnstormers, but it's, you know, it's a different level. Now he was playing in the NFL. I'll be honest, when Trent Green went down, you mentioned that third preseason game against San Diego, I turned to Bernie or one of my colleagues at the Post-Dispatch and said, oh, they'll be lucky if they go 4-12. That shows you what I know, guys. But I would say that third game against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati wasn't very good, but still they go on the road. They just kill Cincinnati. Oz Hakeem went nuts. I think he had three or four touchdowns. Coming back from that game, we're like, boy, these guys, they might really be good. Then we go to week four. They're playing San Francisco. The Wicked Witch of the NFC West has beaten the Rams 17 straight times. 17 straight times, almost a whole decade, playing them twice a year and beating them. And Isaac Bruce scores four touchdowns. I believe Kurt Warner threw five touchdowns, and they just kill the 49ers, like 42-20. And I remember Bill Walsh, who was then an executive, he wasn't coaching the Niners, he walks right into Dick Vermeil's post-game press conference, and right in the middle of it, in a stage whisper we could all hear, said to Vermeil, you're going all the way, baby. And I that's the game where I really said, I kind of had the beginnings, the inklings of that after the Cincinnati game in week three, but after that week four victory over San Francisco, you first got the idea this could be something special.
Jim Thomas of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joining us here on a Friday edition of the program from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. Do we have an idea or any inkling as to what Kurt will say in his induction speech tomorrow?
Well, you know, at the function that they had last night, Brenda gave just a long and impassioned speech. It's just right in the middle. You know, it's one of these things, very posh. It was at a country club and, you know, hors d'oeuvres and finger food. And there's all these celebrities and many celebrities walking around. And they have a cover band playing songs. A few people are dancing. Anyway, in the middle of that, Brenda silences the room. She gets up, makes this very impassioned speech just about what Kurt's meant to her and their family, and talks about his character and how he's an inspiration for everyday people and all the ups and downs they had. And she said that was more her presentation speech, because what they'll show tomorrow night is probably be edited, and it's pre-recorded. It'll just be shown on the video board. That's the formal presentation. Anyway, she gets done. She gets Kurt up there, and Kurt, very briefly, all he did was thank everybody for being there, but then he says, I'll have a lot more to say Saturday night. But he's not telling us what he's going to say, but I'm sure he'll thank a lot of people. He'll talk about his journey and maybe express some gratification that it has been such an inspiration to everybody. I look forward to it. He's the cleanup hitter. I thought maybe they'd have Jerry Jones speak last, or maybe even LaDainian Tomlinson, but they went with Kurt. And as you guys well know, Kurt has the gift of gab. So, they're supposed to limit it, I think, to 12 or 13 minutes. We'll have to put the clock on Kurt, see exactly how long. I bet you a dollar that he'll go longer than 12 or 13 minutes.
Jim, we appreciate you taking the time to join us from Canton. Really quick before we let you go, I also saw that you caught up with former Iowa linebacker Christian Kirksey over at Cleveland Browns camp. How's he doing?
He's doing great. You know, he had a breakout year last year, one of the top tacklers in the NFL, signed a huge contract. I know Cleveland still has some work to do on offense, but their defense, now they have Greg Williams, the former Rams coordinator, in to run that defense. Their defense is going to be pretty good, and Kirksey's a great success story. Iowa, as you know, has a great history of putting out the very, very good linebackers, and he's the latest in that group, and he's not even 25 years old yet. He's got a great future ahead of him in the NFL.
Great stuff, as always. We appreciate it, Jim. Enjoy your time in Canton, and give Kurt our best.
I sure will. My pleasure. All of Iowa should take pride in Kurt Warner, and tomorrow night, it's a night for all of us.
Jim Thomas from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch joining us from Canton, Ohio. Kurt Warner goes in tomorrow into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. What a tremendous story. Of course, Kurt won't necessarily come on KGYM because I think he thinks we're small potatoes. But we settled for the next best thing. Jim Thomas, a guy who was there, who covered it, who lived it. And it really is amazing to me that in all of this time, this story has not been made into a movie. Maybe Kurt Warner is just looking for the right deal, but I'm urging you to read the story that Jim Thomas wrote, because it lays everything out there about Kurt Warner's story. There are some things in there that even I was unaware of. In 1997, I think he had an opportunity to go to training camp with the Bears, or had a tryout with the Chicago Bears, and he got bit on his honeymoon, and his arm was sore. We didn't make that tryout. He was available in the expansion draft to the Cleveland Browns in 1998. Didn't get taken. The story about, basically Jeff George, Jeff Hostetler, all these other big-name quarterbacks that could have stepped in and filled in for Trent Green, and instead there was something that Dick Vermeil and Mike Martzen, not Stan Kroenke. That's a great story,
that's
by the way.
That's hilarious.
And
that is truly hilarious.
Of course, the owner wants to take credit, and the guy threw four passes. And you've got a guy who covered the team who said, I was there every day at training camp, and Stan Kroenke wasn't there.
No, Stan Kroenke was never there. But the obstacles that Jim talks about, the obstacles that everybody thinks about, are the obstacles that took place before his career. But the success that he had in St. Louis, and then to go to New York and to start out 4-0 and get replaced by a rookie quarterback, and then get released by the Giants, and then head to Arizona, a situation where they had just drafted a rookie quarterback in Matt Leinart, a first-round pick, a top 15 pick, and to look like you were going to be the backup. And he comes out and wins the job and leads them to a Super Bowl. So the guy overcame obstacles at every juncture, and it shows. First of all, it shows how much the NFL is a business. Oh, so what that you led us to two Super Bowls? The St. Louis Rams, they found Mark Bulger. We got a new quarterback. We're moving on. That's what they say. And then he comes back and he leads another franchise to a Super Bowl. So like you said, I think it will be made into a movie, and when it is, I will buy the first ticket, hopefully.
What was your reaction when he compared, well, didn't really compare him, but he put him on a platform with Stan Musial? As a kid who grew up in St. Louis, is he at that level as far as what he means to that community and giving back and everything? Because I think it's interesting. I'd like to know how big this story is in St. Louis, how people are following this, because the Rams are gone. It's a scab that, you know, is sort of getting ripped off with Kurt Warner going into the Hall of Fame. Where does he rank? Is he up there with Musial?
He's close. I don't think he's at that level, but the fact that he's close is a story in itself. But I think that this is a story where you brought up the Rams being gone. I think that only adds to the Kurt Warner legacy. That only adds to the importance of what he did while he was in St. Louis, because the St. Louis Rams were so bad, except for when Kurt Warner's 3 years where they made two Super Bowls and made the playoffs three times. So you can add 1 year of Mark Bulger where they went 12-4. Other than that, they were 500 or below. So what he did in St. Louis will never be taken away from that city, and it was so improbable. And like you said, the way that he gives back to the city, his legacy is up there with the greats that ever played any sport in that city.
We got Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom said to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Love it or leave it, still on the way, and a whole lot more. Join us at the Coach's Corner. We're having a great time today. 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Back with more after this.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Welcome back. It's 5:24, a Friday edition of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show. Means that we're at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. It's the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or in person at one of their three locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. You talk about the 1998 St. Louis Rams, the tremendous offense, probably the best ever in the history. Isaac Bruce, Hall of Famer?
Oh, man, this is tough because Isaac Bruce is a former St. Louis Ram. He's also a former Memphis Tiger. Probably not. I don't know what it is about the Pro Football Hall of Fame and why they are so reluctant to put deserving wide receivers into enshrinement. Why did it take so long for Chris Carter to get into the Hall of Fame? Why did Terrell Owens not get into the Hall of Fame? The numbers for those guys are there, but Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, I think, is kind of on that same level where it's going to be very difficult. Those guys were great, great players, but they're behind some guys, and Randy Moss is going to get in eventually. Chris Carter finally got in. You look around the NFL. I don't think Steve Largent ever got into the into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Largent's in the Hall of Fame. He has to be.
There were several receivers where it just is shocking why they were not let into the Hall of Fame or why it took so long. And I think that Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt are, if they get in, it's going to take a very long time.
You might be able to hear some music in the background. They're warming up here at the Coach's Corner. Acoustic Jack playing tonight as part of Iowa City West High's football season kickoff. That event is ready to get underway here. They're going to have some door prizes, raffle prizes, silent auction. They've even got a cornhole tournament. I don't think it's going to be on ESPN the Ocho anytime soon. We talked about that yesterday.
If you have
no idea what we're talking about, check out yesterday's podcast available at KGYMradio.com. While you're there, don't forget you can vote in our poll question with Iowa Media Day right around the corner tomorrow afternoon here in Iowa City. We ask you, what is Iowa's biggest concern heading into 2017? Finding a starting quarterback, replacing Desmond King, adapting to a new offense, depth at the receiver position, or special teams play? Emil's Hideaway is behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We're going to have Jack Dom with us momentarily in a few minutes to talk Major League Baseball, all things baseball with Jack, but in particular Major League Baseball. The Cubs playing earlier today, the only day game in Major League Baseball today. The Cubs fall to the Washington Nationals 4-2 in the series opener. A couple home runs for Daniel Murphy of the Nats. Kyle Hendricks goes 7, gave up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, had 5 strikeouts. Tanner Roark getting the win for Washington in the opener, and Sean Doolittle picking up his 8th save of the season. Joe Maddon made some interesting comments, by the way, about his desire for more night games at Wrigley Field moving forward. That's going to be one of the topics that we tackle coming up on Love It or Leave It. That will kick off hour number 3. Also to come in the 6 o'clock hour, plenty of Hawkeye football talk. Media day tomorrow. I think registration opens at 1 o'clock. Kirk takes the podium about 1:30. You can follow along on Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp. I'll be there keeping you up to date as to what's going on with Media Day.
Now, I think you brought this up earlier, and you brought it up yesterday a couple of times, but early reports yesterday after Ryan Tannehill went out of the training camp practice for the Miami Dolphins was that the MRA came back negative. Later reports from Adam Schefter last night came back as though the Dolphins fear that he's going to have season-ending surgery. If he has to have season-ending surgery, you brought up an interesting possibility about Jay Cutler. I think that would be an interesting fit for the Miami Dolphins. Colin Kaepernick probably would not. There are a couple of drawbacks to having Colin Kaepernick in a Dolphins uniform. So keep an eye out for Jay Cutler if, in fact, Ryan Tannehill has to miss the entire season.
I think interesting reports there, at least from what I've seen today, is that it was Jay Cutler's camp that has reached out to the Dolphins and not the other way around. Cutler seems to have the itch to play some more. I think it wasn't necessarily his choice or his idea to go into TV the way that Tony Romo did. This was the Bears parting ways with him. There wasn't a whole lot of interest in his services. So he said, okay, I'll do what Romo's doing. I'll go do the TV thing. And, hey, an opportunity may or may not have just presented itself. Long term, I think the best case scenario, if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, and I know at least one of them in Eastern Iowa, he's probably listening at the Cedar Rapids Gazette if he's at work right now. Short term, for the entire season, best case scenario is Adam Gase and Jay Cutler, a guy who knows the offense, knows what Gase wants to accomplish and get done, and I think you'd probably be able to bring him in, get him caught up to speed with some of the personnel that they've got to work with. Their playbook wouldn't necessarily be a major issue, and then you hit the ground running and you see what happens. I mean, it's going to be a tough season for the Dolphins. Anybody in that division faces a tough go of it, going up against the Patriots all the time and some of the other competition. But interesting to watch. We mentioned Mike Tomlin's contract extension earlier today as well, so plenty of news from the NFL. Speaking of news, we've got time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We send it back to Kyle in Cedar Rapids. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Head coach Lisa Bluder announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named Director of Player Development, while Katherine Reynolds is the new Director of Operations. Both are former players for Bluder and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing in the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend, and after his second round today, he finds himself tied for second at 4-under par and 2 strokes off the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, though, when Quad City Cardinals come to Duane Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They'll be trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound, taking on Riley Smith at 6:35. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our entire Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there, so be sure to tune in on Monday, and we'll tell you what we thought was interesting. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game two of that series right here on KGYM after our show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching, beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
74-90 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Did everyone forget that Matt Moore filled in just fine last year when Tannehill was out? No, we talked about that yesterday. But I do agree. I think that Matt Moore is the option moving forward unless you bring in a guy that has any kind of experience in that offense. And I'm not a huge Jay Cutler guy. I think he's been an overvalued talent his entire career. I think he has a big arm, but never has perfected his craft at the quarterback position to be any kind of consistent. So, yeah, I personally think that Matt Moore is the option moving forward. But if you're going to look outside of the organization for an option, why doesn't Adam Gase look for a guy who he actually – got to playing his best football of his career in his last season in Chicago?
Yeah, Matt Moore did a good job as a fill-in a year ago. Chances are here you're looking for a guy who's going to have to be the man for 17 weeks, 17 games. Fill-ins here and there are okay, but you're not going to find necessarily a Kurt Warner sitting on the bench. I don't think that's the case here. So Miami has to do its due diligence and figure out long-term what's in the best interest for the organization, whether it's Matt Moore or whether it's going out and bringing somebody in at least for this entire season. And you've got a guy out there who played his best football under Adam Gase in Chicago. And it just seems like one of those things where the planets are aligning here. We haven't seen the last of Jay Cutler. As much as I was looking forward to him maybe being a little critical of some of the other players who were on the field, because I think Jay Cutler is a guy who's just, he's chomping at the bit to be able to speak his mind about some of the goings-on in the National Football League. That may be on hold.
I thought you were going to say, as much as I was hoping that he would return to the Chicago Bears for the sake of the Green Bay Packers and everybody else in the NFC North. Now, that I don't think that the Miami Dolphins are going to be trying to. They made the playoffs last year. It's going to be tough without Ryan Tannehill. I do think they have one of the better backups in the league, so at least Matt Moore would be ready to give Jay Cutler a couple of weeks to get ready. But if you bring somebody in, keep an eye out for a guy who might be sitting in a broadcast booth this year.
From football to baseball, Jack Dom joins us next.
We're going to head. Bloomsbury Farm is a breath of fresh air for any event. It's where groups gather and teams get stronger. Bloomsbury Farm is continually evolving with new experiences, so it's a natural for your corporate, family, or friend get-together. From festive party barns and cozy wine tastings to their exhilarating dual zip line and team-building events, their exceptional staff will help you plan every detail. Friendship grows down on the farm. Bloomsbury Farm, just a short drive to Atkins. Start planning your event at bloomsburyfarm.com.
We're going to get you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update brought to you by Bloomsbury Farm. Hold your corporate or group get-together at Bloomsbury Farm. They're continually evolving with new experiences. Start planning your event now at bloomsburyfarm.com.
I'm Doug Brown. Doc Rivers will now focus primarily on coaching the Los Angeles Clippers. Team owner Steve Ballmer tells ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski Rivers will still have a voice in personnel decisions, but Lawrence Frank will oversee basketball operations. ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington are now reporting the Dolphins are worried that quarterback Ryan Tannehill will need season-ending surgery on his left knee. No decision's been made about that surgery yet, and for now, Matt Moore would be the starter for Miami. Giants wideout Sterling Shepard is expected to be fine after spraining his ankle in practice on Wednesday. Shepard was second in the NFL last year among rookie receivers with 65 catches. On the baseball scoreboard today at Wrigley Field, battle of first place teams this weekend. The Nationals win game one, beating the Cubs today 4-2. Two home runs and three runs batted in for Daniel Murphy to power the Washington offense. The Cubs put shortstop Addison Russell on the DL with a strained right foot.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are on a spiritual journey towards savings. Your mind is drifting into uncharted territory as you use the Name Your Price tool to find policy options that fit your budget. Options that fit perfectly, like football pants or the unitard thingies wrestlers wear.
Experience inner peace with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
How good is Quaker State motor oil? It's been called a leader in wear protection and the hardest working motor oil. Some say it works so hard it should carry a briefcase. Others call it so hard working that it could be your engine's employee of the month. The kind of hard work that puts in overtime hours and always responds to emails right away. But we just call it damn good oil. Head to Tires Plus for great savings on Quaker State.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Welcome back. 5:39. We've reached the halfway point of another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way from the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Big night. Iowa City West High's football team is here getting ready to kick off its season. You should be too. Stop on in. Happy hour goes until 7 o'clock tonight. $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints to get your weekend started. Love it or leave it on tap in hour number three. A little Hawkeye football talk to get you in the mood for media day tomorrow also. But first, we got to do another Friday staple, and that's our conversation with Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom. It's touching all bases. And Jack, as promised last time that we talked with you, we were going to have some trades to talk about. First thing I want to pick your brain on is the Cubs acquisition of Justin Wilson and Alex Avila. Do you think that that's exactly what this team needs moving forward?
I thought it was a great trade by the Cubs. You're looking at a couple guys that fill a major need. Now, Wilson hasn't thrown as good his first couple outings, but you're talking about a power left-handed pitcher that can help against teams like the Nationals and also the Dodgers, who are prolific left-handed hitting teams. And you got Bryce Harper and Murphy, and then you look at the left-handers that the Dodgers have. So I think that fills a major, major need. And also to get a veteran catcher, that's a big boost for them. And just in case something happens to Kurt, all of a sudden you want to have somebody there that's got some experience, and that's what Avila does. So I think it was a great move by them. I think it's a move that needs to be done. And again, it just strengthens their team. You know, the Cubs, they have a sneaky good bullpen. They have given up some leads, as we've seen here the last couple of days. But, you know, they have some options down there now, especially, you know, when you have the opportunity to put Montgomery down there. So they've got some left-handers in that bullpen that could match up against the Nationals and also against the Dodgers.
Jack, I feel like for the past month and a half or 2 months, we've been speculating what this team could look like, what this roster could look like after the July 31st trade deadline. Now we know. So for this team as it is in 2017, what is the Achilles heel? What is the X factor moving forward for the rest of the regular season? And then presumably if they hold on to the Central Division in the postseason.
Well, it's just the consistency from an offensive standpoint, trying to cut down the strikeouts. And really, it doesn't matter what you hit as a team. You could be a team that's hitting 240, 250, but it's all about timely hitting. And I think that's the biggest thing for the Chicago Cubs is timely hitting. They've shored up the starting rotation. That's going to be one of the better ones in Major League Baseball. Their bullpen's one of the best in Major League Baseball. Ultimately, what it comes down to is timely hitting and guys have an unselfish approach and just moving the baseball at certain times. I've still seen in some of the games now, they've been playing extremely well, but they've had opportunities just to tack on where there's guys at third base less than two outs and they pop up or they don't drive in a run. They've been playing pretty good. Yeah, they've lost three games in a row here, but they're a good, solid baseball team that's a proven baseball team, even though they're young. I think they're a little more focused right now. The interesting thing about Joe Madden is the first half of the year, you see Joe Madden really mess with his lineup and put guys in different situations to see who can do what. So he's starting to get a little more consistent with his lineup. You're seeing Schwarber play against only right-handers. You're seeing, he's going to go with a little more of a set lineup that's going to give him the best chance to win on that given day. I'm not saying he didn't want to win every game the first half, but there was a method to his madness, and he's still one of the best managers late in the year, getting his team to play the best baseball when it means the most. And so I think you're going to see the Cubs do very well here. Although they went on a nice roll, Alex, you'll talk about the Cardinals, how poorly they've been playing, but they're still only four games back. So this is going to be an interesting division. The Yankees hanging around, even though the Cubs, won two out of three. They're not going to run away with this by any means. It's still going to come down to playing good late in the year.
You talk about consistency, and one of the players that's been a hot topic with Cubs fans that I hear all the time, whether it's him doing something good or him doing something bad, is Javier Baez. You see the lapses sometimes defensively. You see him flailing wildly at pitches in the dirt at times, yet you see him run into some pitches. He hits bombs. He hits gap-to-gap pretty well at times, and he has a flair for the dramatic defensively. Is this just what we're going to have to expect moving forward for him, or as he matures, do you think he might become a little bit more consistent?
What the Cubs want to see is more consistency. They want to see a maturity from him. He's tried to cut down his swing, but he still comes with that big wild try to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's a little bit of a hit or miss guy. One of the most talented defensive players I've ever seen, but he's a little bit inconsistent. We saw it. He needs to be the best defensive player when the game's on the line. Or if you remember in the World Series, he got a little nonchalant with a couple things. There was a double play ball yesterday that wasn't a great speed, but he kind of lost focus, and he was so worried about turning two instead of getting one. Part of that's the maturity. But the question is, will he make that adjustment? You saw Joe Madden sit him down for a couple games after he struck out five times. that's going to be the biggest key for Javier Baez. Will he make those adjustments? Otherwise, he will be the main guy that will get traded in the offseason because he's got tremendous, tremendous value because everybody thinks they could always get him to be a little more focused, and it would be a big splash. But he could be the guy that gets traded in the offseason if they don't start to see a little more consistency. Now, I'm not sure about his contract situation. I think he's got another 2 years before he's going to be able to, you know, get a big contract. So, you know, they want to see a little more consistency. They do not want to lose Javier Baez because of his talent level, but he needs to become a more consistent player. If you're going to be a championship team, you got to be consistent.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom with us on a Friday edition of the Todd Brommel Camp Show, touching all the bases. And let's talk a little bit about the Cardinals here, because we're starting to see some cracks in the armor here, especially between the relationship in manager Mike Matheny and the guy who replaced Matheny as the Cardinals' everyday catcher, Yadier Molina. What are your thoughts on this sort of bubbling over into the public view?
You know, it's a shame because you've got two class guys. Mike Matheny's a class guy. And, you know, you can't find too many managers in a short amount of time that's accomplished what Mike Matheny has accomplished. You know, he has taken some really good teams or some teams that are just okay and gotten some tremendous results out of them. Now they have struggled over the last year and a half. I think there's a frustration as Molina gets older. He knows he doesn't have too many more opportunities to win championships, and I think he's getting a little bit frustrated himself. So you never want to see it go out public. The one thing I can say is I think Molina is the one that will probably be here longer than Molina will be here longer than Matheny. And it's a shame because Mike Matheny's done a great job. I just had of course, Alex knows a lot about the Cardinals, but the guy that we know that we go to is Sean. And Sean called this a year and a half to 2 years ago that they weren't making the, you know, from a personnel standpoint, they're not the same team that they've been previously. So he's not necessarily blaming Matheny. He thinks that the front office hasn't made the moves and gone out and got the offensive players that they need to get in order to win championships. Unfortunately, the one that gets blamed for it is the manager. Now, sometimes just a different voice can make a big difference in an organization. But I don't think that's going to make a major difference with the Cardinals. I think they need to upgrade their personnel. So will they stay with Matheny? Can Molina and Matheny get along together? It'll be interesting to see how they play late here. And it looks like they're going to stick with Matheny for a little bit. But he's definitely on the hot seat.
One of the things that I noticed at the Major League Baseball trade deadline was that the teams at the top were the ones out making deals, the Cubs, the Nationals, the Dodgers, and the teams that were kind of caught in the middle, whether it's the Cardinals or the Brewers or teams right around 500, were not making deals. And with the Cubs and the way that they rebuilt, and you see the Astros and for that matter, the way the Brewers have done it, they had to go through full-scale rebuilds. Do you think we're going to start seeing, or we have already started to see, NBA-style tanking from teams that are caught in the middle trying to rebuild moving forward?
You know, when you see teams like the Astros and the Cubs have tremendous success with what they did, that gives organizations the opportunity to do it. You know, nobody likes to lose, but if you can do what the Chicago White Sox have done, where often they went from a below average farm system to be in the top farm system in Major League Baseball, that would give the organization or the fans some hope, and they're willing to go through it. If all of a sudden you're not making good moves and you're not going out and signing me international players or getting good prospects in return, I think the fans will be a little excited about that and get a little frustrated. So the Cubs' success, the Astros' success, now what the Brewers are doing, the White Sox are doing, I think you can do it now. I think it's easier to do in Major League Baseball. I think it's pretty hard to do, as we've seen with the 76ers. That's hard to do in basketball. You almost got to get lucky. You could tank it and still not get one of the top two or three players in the draft. So, yes, I believe we will see it more often. I know this talking to Jim Hendry. He had to do some things as the manager or general manager of the Chicago Cubs because they were getting ready to sell the club. You know, they signed Soriano. They did guaranteed contracts with certain players. And those guys are really good players, but he didn't want to give no trade clauses. He didn't want to give those huge contracts to them. But it added value to the organization when they're looking to sell. So he could never kind of do a rebuild. It's hard as a general manager. You have to have an ownership that understands and will support you 100%. And with the success of these other teams, I think you'll see some other people do it.
Jack, before we let you go, I got to ask you, what was your reaction when you found out that the Cubs were going to give your long-lost relative, Steve Bartman, a World Series ring earlier this week?
You know what? I had heard that previously, and it still will not take all the pain and all the suffering away that him and his family have gone through. You know, that family can't use a credit card anywhere in the country because of their last name. They're still huge Cubs fans. They still go to Cubs games and go to spring training games. And, you know, it was a class move by the organization. Tom Ricketts, he's done a lot of great things in Seattle. This isn't public knowledge, really, but Jim Hendry got a World Series ring. So he had it in Omaha during the College World Series. So Jim Hendry has a World Championship ring. So Tom Ricketts hasn't forgot the people that have been there and have done a lot of great things. So I'm happy for the Bartman family. I saw him, unfortunately, at my dad's funeral. All the Bartmans were there. Steve wasn't there because he doesn't really go out in public very often. But I think it was a class move. Hopefully, we can be about – we're still going to hear about the Bartman game. It's always going to be there, but hopefully there's not the venom that there has been in the past.
Great stuff as always, Jack. We'll touch base with you next week. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'll be there next week and look forward to seeing you.
Mount Mercy baseball coach Jack Dom and his weekly baseball segment, Touching All Bases. Speaking of guys that were acquired at the MLB trade deadline, Yu Darvish set to make his debut for the Dodgers tonight. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people tuning in to see that. The only game earlier today, the Cubs, as we mentioned, falling to the Nationals 4-2 at Wrigley Field. The Cubs now 57-51 on the season. Kyle Hendricks, 7 innings, 3 earned runs, so a quality start there, but not enough for the Cubs today at Wrigley Field. 5:53, we'll step aside. You can hear in the background that things are starting to pick up here at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. A lot of green and gold as the Iowa City West football team kicks off its season tonight. Acoustic Jack playing outside, silent auction, door prizes, raffles, lots of activity. 7:49, Mormon Trek Boulevard, stop on in. Have a little fun as we kick off our weekend. It's the KGYM Road Trip driven by Linder Tire. Back with more after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Everyone is invited to the Fight with Flash Charity Golf Classic After Party on August 25th at Brown Deer Golf Club. Tickets are $22 and include dinner, live music, and a silent and live auction. Proceeds will benefit the AYA Cancer Program at the U of I Children's Hospital.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
It's even easier for neighbors to help neighbors these days. Fairfax State Savings Bank has been helping their neighbors get ahead for years. And with their new bank house in Amana, it's easier than ever to work with a bank that's wherever you need them to be. Both locations have the latest things like e-banking and mobile deposit, but what makes them really different is their ability to make it easy for you to get that loan. And that hasn't changed a bit. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Bank House is a division of Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Don't put off your paving project any longer. Cooler weather will be here sooner than you think. Pate Asphalt handles commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Welcome back. 5:55, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, continuing from the Coach's Corner and the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Closes the book on hour number two with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle back on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, ready to bring you one.
Head coach Lisa Bluder announced several changes to her Iowa women's basketball staff today, the most notable announcement being Jenny Fitzgerald's promotion to associate head coach. Abby Stamp was also named director of player development, while Katherine Reynolds is the new director of operations. Both are former players for Bluder and Fitzgerald. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing at the World Golf Championships in Akron, Ohio this weekend, and after his second round of action today, he finds himself 4 under par, 2 strokes off the lead. The Iowa baseball team wrapped up their play at the NBC World Series yesterday, and they've now got 20 days before they leave for Taipei. They'll host one more exhibition game before then, however, when the Quad City Cardinals come to Duane Banks Field on August 10th. The game wasn't quite as nice as the weather last night as Veterans Memorial Stadium, with the Colonels falling to the Kane County Cougars for the second night in a row, 6-1. They'll be trying to avoid the sweep tonight with ace Clark Beaker on the mound, taking on Riley Smith at 6:35. The Iowa football team will hold its media day tomorrow, and our entire Todd Brommelkamp Show squad will be there, so be sure to tune in on Monday and we'll tell you what was interesting. The Rangers beat the Twins last night 4-1, and we'll have game two of that series right here on KGYM after our show. It'll be Bartolo Colon and Martin Perez pitching, beginning at 7:10, and you can catch it on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Did you know we're part of the squad?
The squad, yes.
I like that. We've got to get T-shirts made. Squad goals.
Squad up.
Squad goals.
Got to get that taken care of before tomorrow. Well, we probably can't find a place to turn them around that quickly.
Oh, you can do anything that quickly these days.
It's Friday, and that means Love It or Leave It kicks off hour number three as we step aside. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot, where you can turn a small project into a big improvement. Start with the Moen Darcy 8-inch widespread bath faucet. Simple, elegant style in beautiful spot-resistant brushed nickel. And a new lower price of only $119. Come do something nice for your bath and your budget. Let the savings flow during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 6/19 to 8/5.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious, world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious.